the next 60 minutes. Fifi Box, in depth, one-on-one with her pals. I spent
it with you. Hi, I'm Lisa Wilkinson.
G'day, I'm Patty Mills.
Hi, I'm Zara Larson.
I'm Samuel Johnson.
Catherine Kelly Lang.
I'm Rebecca Gibney.
This is
Boxed In.
Boxed In.
Boxed In.
Boxed In.
Boxed In with Fifi Box. I got you,
baby. We've seen him on the Comedy Channel's Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Have you?
Australia.
If you have, thanks, Stephen. I appreciated your view.
The Just for Laughs stand-up series.
Oh, you have seen that.
And the project, Ava.
Hang on.
What?
Can we just check how you said the word of the show that you also work on?
Did I forget the T?
Yeah, you forgot the T. The project. on channel N. The project on channel N. It's Omi Lil. T's have just gone from your vocab completely.
Can I tell you why I did that? I'm going to give you the backstory because you stopped us down.
Yeah.
In my mind, I was ready to show off with some French. So I was going to say the project avec moi. Because that's French for with me. But I got my
avec. Hang on. Don't go from not using the T in the English word project to thinking you have to explain avec moi to me.
My brain skipped forward and I did my ke before I finished my te.
Yes.
He's also one of the most...
Welcome to the lady who's trying to master another language when she can't speak her mother tongue. Or as she calls it, her meh-ung.
In the midst of bigging you up in your intro, I would like to also add my most hostile guest so far.
I'm just happy you didn't say hostile guest.
You can also hear him weekdays on the Hit Network from 3 p.m. with Carrie and Tommy. And you can also see him live in The Last King of Stupid, touring across Australia.
Yes, you can.
Welcome to Boxed In, Tommy Little.
Oh.
Or, as I like to call him, Tommy Little.
You got the first T. I like that you gave yourself your first T. You're being generous to your speech impediment. Well done. It's very selective.
You are very funny, Tommy. No, you really, I'm actually crying. How does Carrie do it? How does she do it?
Well, she doesn't get to experience it because she says words correctly. Yeah. I just mock people's minor imperfections and she's got none. But you present them warts and all straight off the bat.
This is Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Welcome back to Boxed In. Tommy Little's my special guest this week. You are living the life.
It's so good.
It is so good. How good is life for Tommy Little right now? Let's talk about life for Tommy Little.
Well, it's pretty good. It is, it's one of those gigs that I'm working with. I say one of my best friends. She says work acquaintance. We don't need to dig down into that too much. It's in the afternoons. It's national, so I get to speak to all the people like this show around this beautiful country of ours.
Yes.
But let's talk about the elephant in the room.
Which is
you work on a breakfast radio show, but here we are. Sunday afternoon, you've come back into work. I've tried to catch up with you out of work hours before, and it is nigh on impossible. And yet here you are coming in. What's this show go for? An hour? I'm looking at your producer, Tim. An hour? He's given a nod while he wipes away the tears from where you beat him, which is a weird thing that we need to go into. That's the second elephant that we need to talk about. Your treatment of staff around here is shocking. Tim told me, he said you beat him because you refused to do the pre-show sauna that you make him do. So you're in here Sunday afternoon, which means how much are they paying you for this show? It must be an absolute fortune.
I can't think of anything I would prefer to do on my Sunday afternoon than come and speak to Australia and hang out with dear friends and occasionally, like today, work acquaintances.
Oh, well, yeah. Jeez, I'll tell you what, the Women's Network really know how to cut to the core of me, don't they? Anyway, what do you want to talk about this Sunday afternoon that they've paid you a fortune to come in
for?
Do
you know what? I think you've honestly nearly ruined this show. It's never run this undisciplined.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be the interviewee.
Yeah. You've gone back to that words thing you were struggling so much with to start with. Have you got a sheet there? Is that the prep on it? Give me the sheet.
Okay.
And I'll ask myself the questions. Actually, why don't you ask them?
And I'm going to tell you what I think.
Hey, let's spin this back. So what made you get into comedy? What made you get into radio, Fife?
Okay. I will tell you what happened to Tommy Little. Yeah. I always loved music.
Yeah.
And I used to do little radio shows when I was about seven or eight.
Okay. Oh, when you were, okay. Yeah, little, so what are you recording on back in the day?
A cassette.
Yeah. And so was that, oh no, you had to push play and record when it was, when you were taping something.
So when I was recording songs that I could then put into my radio show.
Play and record. Yes.
No, it was the record button, and my girlfriend and I, Amber Stewart, we were in about grade three.
Yeah.
And you'll love this though.
Yeah.
I did a radio show.
I'm very confident.
My dad has still got this audio. I didn't like my name, Fiona Box, so I called myself Jane Watson. And
wow.
I've got radio evidence of me saying, welcome to the Jane Watson show.
Jane, when did you change back?
Well, I won't delude you into thinking that was a career. So I didn't need to change back. I pretty much, when Mum called out dinner's ready, I went back to being Fifi.
Yeah.
So it wasn't long.
This is Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Tommy Little's my special guest this week on Boxed In.
Did you cop a bit about box in high school?
No, because you'll be interested to know, Tommy.
And this is coming from a place of my last name is Little.
Exactly. So I imagine what you went through because you're with boys.
Yeah.
I went to a girls' school.
Yeah.
And I didn't realise box was a euphemism for a part of the female body.
When it was getting yelled at you every single day?
But it wasn't because
really?
We were girls and we were little ladies, Tommy. So it was first year uni.
What a bloody frigid high school this sounds like.
I'm not kidding. Uni, you know at uni when they'd put up lists and you put your name down for which topic you wanted to discuss
and
at the next
sports team, yes. wanted, all that stuff. Yeah.
So I was at uni and I put my name down at Melbourne Uni. I put my name and somebody put a hyphen at the end of I'd put Fifi Box.
Okay. What's a hyphen?
Oh, not a hyphen. Which I got that wrong. Actually, they put an apostrophe. So it said. Fifi Box, and they put an apostrophe, yes, and the guys were wetting themselves.
Very good.
You know, but Tommy, I was looking at them going, why is that funny? That's not actually funny.
Yeah.
And then someone said, box is another. So I went through 18 years having no idea it was a rude word.
Yeah, that was lucky because there was no mistakes when I was getting yelled, hey, little dick! There was no, I wasn't going, hey, why is that a, that's a lot of grey area, is that an insult? Geez, together, we could be quite a team, couldn't we?
Because my dating history, I dated a guy called Josh Butt, so B-U-T-T. Butt box.
Butt box.
I dated.
The old butt box.
Yeah.
Oh, that.
I dated a Johnny Cox, COCKS.
Did you?
Yep.
COCKS, not even
not COX. Cox box.
And did he pronounce it Co?
No.
Coburn.
No, he was it. So we would have been, I would have either been Fifi Butt Box, Fifi Cox Box, and then I also dated a Kutcher. So I would have been Fifi Kutcher Box.
Kutcher Box. Oh, I was thinking Box Kutcher.
No, Kutcher Box.
Wow.
This is Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Welcome back to Boxed In with my special guest, Tommy Little. Now, Tommy, let's talk relationships.
It's desperate times.
It is never desperate times for you, my
friend. Right now, it's desperate
times. Is it really?
It
is. What's going on?
I'm actually on a self-imposed ban.
What do you mean? It's comedy festival time. You're crazy.
I know. But it's also, so things weren't going well. And I wasn't in a great place, and I think I was just making poor decisions in every aspect of my life.
Yeah.
And so I'm off all the things.
Well, okay, so that's, you're off dating.
I'm off dating. I'm kind of off partying.
Really?
I'm off booze is a lie.
It's a stretch.
Yes, but I'm off boozing like I was.
Okay, that's good.
And
are you now making better decisions?
No, it's horrible. I'm covered in crab tattoos. I'm just finding different ways. I punched four people on the way in here. It's bursting out the seams in other, to be honest, far more hurtful ways.
I won't lie. Now that you've put into context the fact that you've withdrawn from some activities that you were really indulging in, now I sort of understand the hostility and aggression towards me at the start of this
exactly
interview.
Exactly right. And I tagged a lot of things on the way in here. It's horrible. I've got to go back to all the other things. No, I think I am. I'm better. I'm a better person at the moment.
This is Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Welcome back to Boxed In. Tommy Little's my special guest this week. You do have a wild streak in you, Tommy Little. Were you a bad boy? Were you suspended at school? Were you often in front of the principal?
I was told, I wasn't a bad boy in a cool sense. I was a dickhead.
Right, okay.
Yeah. I think I was what they called overexcitable.
Okay.
You know those ones where He's a distraction to the other students. I was the don't encourage him.
Yeah,
I was
right, that. Okay.
I was don't encourage
That sort of falls into the class clown category, doesn't it?
Yeah, right? That's probably more.
That's what you were.
I got told, well, you know how you have mock-up week at the end?
Yes.
I got told if I turned up to any of that, I would be expelled and have to sit my exams
really?
Elsewhere. So yeah, they didn't, they thought you've had a muck up 12 years, mate. You don't need a week.
We may be suited because my boyfriend just revealed to me the other day, he was told not to come in.
Really?
He was banned from muck up week too. Yeah. I think I like bad boys.
Well, yeah, mine was more
dork boys.
Dork boys. And I've seen your boyfriend. You do like dork boys. It's a little less Harley, a little more Gilet and Scooter.
This is Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Welcome back to Boxed In. He's touring the country with his last King of Stupid comedy show. My special guest this week is comedian Tommy Little. I am reluctant to do this for a few reasons. Mm. One,
no,
I don't want to wrap it up.
Fine, we'll all do it. Skins versus shirts. I'll be skins.
One, I don't want to wrap this up because I'm having so much fun and it's been a wonderful Sunday afternoon that you've come in unpaid for.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready to wrap it up.
And two, I don't want to wrap it up because you've torn up the sheet I had in front of me that had all the details to plug your comedy show and your website.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have a guess. It's called The Last King of Comedy.
Oh, was I close? Mate.
What was it called?
Okay, so it's Timmy Jiddle and it's The Last Clown of Comedy. Is that correct? My name's Tommy Little Fief.
Yes.
And it is called The Last King of Stupid.
The Last King of Stupid.
Yeah. And it's already toured a bit around the country. Yeah. Adelaide, Brisbane, you're too late. Melbourne, you're on at the moment. The Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Sydney Comedy Festival, I'm coming for you. Perth, I'm coming in hot for you in a few weeks. So get around me. And
any regional action? Because this show is reaching every far corner of Australia.
Yeah. I've ticked off Lismore already. I'm hoping to have a few. I know Tassie will be offended at me calling you regional. But you are, get over yourselves. If you thought, oh yeah, that's okay, then come along and see the show. But yes, then a few more regional dates, hopefully. Go back to the sheet, mate. Just read my name off the sheet. Forget my face and forget the fact that we've known each other for 6 years now.
Tommy.
And just go back to the sheet.
I'm so sorry. You've really, I'm better than this. Tommy Little.
Firstly, you're not. Secondly, thank you, Jane Watson.
You're wonderful. I love you. Thank you.
Love you, mate. Bye.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.